Congress to continue work on DHS funding as chambers remain at odds. Washington, Congress on February 5 will continue to work on a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security as members in both chambers remain at odds on the path forward. Democrats in the Senate are demanding reforms to DHS and its subsidiary Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Republicans in the House are demanding the passage of a law to require voter ID nationwide, which Senate Democrats have described as a non-starter. With both sides digging in, senators are indicating that a deal before the February 13 funding deadline appears unlikely. Currently, 96% of the federal government is fully funded through September 30, the end of the fiscal year, after President Donald Trump on February 3 signed legislation to end the partial government shutdown. That legislation contained funding for five departments, while punting the deadline for DHS funding to February 13. Senate Democrats have demanded changes to the DHS bill to reform ICE as a condition of their support to pass the bill through the upper chamber. Our caucus is united, is unified over three main legislative objectives, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said on January 28. Schumer said that these included an end to roving patrols of ICE agents in U.S. cities, including strengthened judicial warrant requirements, measures to enforce accountability, and changes to ICE attire, including an end to masking, prominent presentation of badges, and body cameras. Senate Democrat support will be required for any measure to overcome the 60-vote filibuster threshold. Negotiations. On February 4, Senate lawmakers were skeptical about the prospects of reaching a deal before the deadline. Senator Katie Britt, who is one of the GOP leaders in the negotiations on the funding bill, had little to say about how negotiations currently stand as she left an initial meeting with Senate Democrats. She told reporters that lawmakers would need a little bit more time to figure out a pathway forward. Britt added that Republicans, including Trump, were working in good faith, noting the administration's decision to deploy body cameras on immigration agents in Minneapolis, with plans to expand the policy nationwide. Britt said that Democratic lawmakers were negotiating in good faith as well. Senator Lisa Murkowski, representing a crucial swing vote, was pessimistic when asked about the prospects of a deal being reached before the February 13 deadline. "It's really hard, because the time that we've given ourselves, this window, it's so short," Murkowski told the Epoch Times. She added that a deal being reached before the deadline is not impossible, but you've got to have willingness on both sides, and you've got to have the president really leaning in on these negotiations. SAVE Act. Originally introduced by Representative Chip Roy, the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility Act is intended to require proof of United States citizenship to register an individual to vote in elections for federal office, including requiring voter ID to vote across the United States. Roy and other backers of the bill have argued that it's necessary to override a 2013 Supreme Court decision that effectively banned states from imposing proof of citizenship requirements to register voters. Now, many House Republicans are indicating that passage of the legislation by the Senate, whether as a standalone package or as part of the DHS bill, will be necessary for their support of any reforms negotiated by the Senate. The Republican Study Committee in the House has called for the bill's passage. American elections should be fair and free, not subject to foreign influence. Illegal aliens have no right to be in America, and they certainly shouldn't be voting, said Representative Brandon Gill, who's leading the RSC's push to pass the bill. House Republicans are united behind the SAVE Act. "I urge my Senate colleagues to pass this legislation and get it to President Trump's desk for his signature." Representative Ana Paulina Luna has been tying her support of the measure to the SAVE Act's passage. Many conservative Republicans, including Representatives Tim Burchett, Ralph Norman, Thomas Massie, John Rose, and Keith Self, have given indications that they won't back the DHS bill without passage of the SAVE Act. Democrats have indicated that the measure is a non-starter in the upper chamber. "The SAVE Act is dead on arrival in the Senate," Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said in a statement. "It is a poison pill that will kill any legislation that it is attached to." Schumer said the legislation would suppress voters, and that it seeks to disenfranchise millions of American citizens, seize control of our elections, and fan the flames of election skepticism and denialism. The New York lawmaker vowed that Democrats would go all out to defeat the SAVE Act. He has stated that lawmakers from the Democratic Party are entirely united on the issue.